Change what desire will make foolish people do. I never dreamed that I'd meet somebody like you. And I never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you. No, I don't wanna fall in love. No, wicked game to play, to make me feel this way. What a wicked thing to do, to let me dream of you. What a wicked thing to say, you never felt this way. What a wicked thing to do, make me dream of you. And I don't wanna fall in love. No, I don't wanna fall in love with you. I never dreamed that I'd love somebody like you. And I never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you. No, I don't wanna fall in love. No, nobody loves no one.
Hello and welcome to 1.21 Gigawatts. We continue our journey through time and space. and with me today is Laura, that has come to make me suffer again.
Yeah.
What year did you pick?
I just gave you a preview of like the pure suffering to come. I picked 1989.
And why on earth?
Well, we were talking about years, and I think my first choice you had already done. I think you had recorded but hadn't played yet.
It's possible. Which one was that?
It may have been
1980. We did, was it 81?
Or 81?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was
another 80s.
A couple years.
I don't remember that recording. It's just a dark spot in my mind.
There was another year. Anyway, and then... I think I threw out 89. I'm not sure why. I think originally, there was something, but then I found out Oh, I think I said I was going to play Peter Gabriel, and you said no. And then I said, okay, well, 89 is Kate Bush, and you said no. I said, well, no, it's going to happen.
Yeah. So here I am.
Here we are.
Yep. What do you have coming up?
So actually coming up next is going to be Kate Bush.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get it over with.
All right. But, and then, I mean, just that one? Just,
yeah. Well, you're set,
so,
I guess.
So we have a couple songs coming up. The first one is This Woman's Work by Kate Bush. It's so good. Don't even.
I'm just going to lean back, close my eyes.
You're going to feel things, and that's what you're afraid of.
Okay.
And then we're going to follow that up with some Sugar Cubes, which is one of Bjork's early bands.
Yep.
Who apparently was influenced by Kate Bush quite a bit vocally.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I know. I didn't either until this morning.
So something good came out of it, I guess. It wasn't all bad.
And then we'll see what comes after that, but I think people will like it.
Cool.
All right.
Let's do it.
All the things that you wanted for me. All the things that should have given me a day.
right. So that we just heard was Nine Inch Nails, Down In It. I feel like that starts really strong, and then the last sort of 40 seconds.
You don't like the na-na-na
part. It gets a little questionable, or like the rain, go away.
Yeah, it's not working either, like we were just saying.
Yeah.
It's the rainiest day of the year, I think.
To be fair, according to Wikipedia, that was the first single that Trent Reznor wrote. Oh, so, yeah. First song, or at least for that album, I guess.
He's improved since.
I was going to say the creative output has since gotten a lot better. He's looked elsewhere for inspiration. Yeah,
than rain.
Yeah.
I guess. The seasons and the...
So that was quite a little interesting collection of tunes. The first song we listened to, which probably most people who are listening knew, was Wicked Game from Chris Isaak. He released that on Heart-Shaped World, his third album. And a fun little fact about that is that there is a second music video that actually came out first. So before the
Rolling Around on the Beach.
Yeah,
one.
Everyone Ooh. Knows that. Before that, there was one directed by David Lynch.
Oh,
because he featured it in his film Wild at Heart.
Oh, right.
Yeah, right.
So that is that a video with just short people going backwards and.
No, if you read about this film, it stars Nicolas Cage.
Oh, okay. So, interesting.
It's more of like an action gangster romance.
Interesting. I'm going to have to look this up later on.
Yeah, yeah. Set aside like a good 5 minutes for that one.
Between the cat videos.
Yeah, or the bee videos.
Yeah.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of.
Yeah, and then, then This Woman's Work came out, as well as Bee by Sugar Cubes.
Not Björk's finest work either.
Well, I mean, she really holds the song up.
Sure. I meant more maybe...
In that band?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah, well, that was nowhere near her first band or first album or anything like that, but it was kind of in the early years at least.
Yep.
But yeah, again, both she and Trent Reznor sort of blossomed after this,
yeah.
I would say.
Have they ever worked together? That'd be interesting.
I don't know.
We should make that happen.
Call
them up.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. I'll get right on that. So 1989. So we just listened to some, I guess, what might be considered avant-garde / electro of 89. And we're going to move into some indie rock.
Yay. a brief moment for me to shine.
Yeah, well, and I can't shine here. I was so much of the next, not much, half of the next grouping of songs came from Gabriel Nisus. Hopefully, I said his name right.
Well, like we were saying earlier, I didn't even try to. How do you pronounce your last name?
Gluhanik.
Okay, well, that wasn't too bad.
Yeah,
and I forgot it already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and so I originally was when I was looking at the songs, I was gravitating towards what my favorite songs were when I was 9 years old, which included Debbie Gibson and other, I can't remember the rest, but it was Technotronic. But rather than completely embarrass myself, I took some advice and got cooler songs.
That's good.
Yeah. So coming up, we're going to hear a track from the Pixies, classic album Doolittle. You'll have to listen to hear what song it is. We're going to follow that up with The Tragically Hip, which I am somewhat familiar with, being from Michigan and all.
Mm.
They're from Canada, which is close to Michigan.
It's a big country, though. Are they from, like, literally across the border?
No, neither am I.
No.
Like, but they toured a lot.
You could hear the sound of their songs coming over the border when the wind was just right.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the sort of Canadian... Like The Tragically Hip and Bare Naked Ladies and Moxie Fruvis, like all these sort of melodic indie, I don't know, bands. But yeah, they toured Michigan a ton. And following that, we'll listen to some Stone Roses. And then you'll see the segue from there that I'm actually quite proud of.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it. Gouge away. We'll be right back.
All right.
The blue on the sea, loose and complete under sky, so smoky blue-green. I can't foresee a Dixie did she, so we danced the sidewalk clean. My memory is muddy, what's this river that I'm near? New Orleans is sinking, man, and I don't want to swim.
What was that?
So that was the Beastie Boys, Eggman, off of Paul's Boutique. We just got into a little bit of a conflict where
chairs were thrown.
Yeah, hypothetical chairs, I would say. Because I prefer the Beastie Boys to the Stone Roses, although I think those two songs, as already stated, work really well together.
You're extremely proud of this.
I am. It was one of those very surprising things that worked out. But Eggman is just tighter and more interesting, in my opinion.
Maybe. It does stand out a bit more.
Although Stone Roses, again, delightful track, if I can remember what it's called.
Fool's Gold?
It is, yeah. So what did you think of those tracks?
I like the Pixies.
Yeah.
It's one of those, definitely didn't listen to them in 89.
Right.
But
how old were you in 89?
I was 7, I think.
Yeah, that would be, yeah. precocious.
I don't think that made it over to my bedroom or whatever.
Yeah.
But I definitely listened to them later on, and I saw, was it the bassist in
Kim
Pixies?
Deal?
Yeah, she, there's a festival called ATP in the UK, used to be anyway.
All Tomorrow's Parties.
And they were...
did they curate?
They curated one that I went to.
Nice.
All I remember is that she argued. I think she was playing with her sister in a band, whose name I forget.
The Breeders.
Yes.
Kimberly. I didn't know this by heart, but they're twins.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. That's probably why they were arguing on stage the whole show, which I thought was kind of both amusing and a bit weird. Like, what song are we going to play next? No, this one. No, that one. And then just bickering for
that's like, they're really kind of bringing the 80s and 90s to life on stage.
Yeah.
I assume that was fairly recently.
Yeah, that was 2008, maybe.
Okay,
like
yeah.
That. Yeah.
This century.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, yeah. And...
I have some weird trivia about 89.
Oh, yeah. Teach me.
One thing that I thought was amusing is that prohibition on beer ended in Iceland in 89.
Right.
Because apparently everyone, you know, early 20s, 30s, when everyone went through the prohibition, what are we going to do? How are we going to deal with this? They decided to ban alcohol for a while. And then when they lifted the bans, they lifted it on everything but strong beer. Because they thought that was easier to drink or something.
I could see that.
I'm not sure that worked. But
I mean, they've done a pretty good job of
catching up,
figuring it out.
I'm sure they got drunk anyway.
Right. Well, I think from what I've read / watched on videos, prohibition, a lot of it was indeed that, like, men would get their paychecks and go to the pub and drink
and get shit faced.
Yeah, and just drink away their paychecks.
Simpler times.
Yeah. Now you have to. Now it gets automatically deposited and you still just go to the pub and drink it away. But
but you do it in style in these fancy establishments.
Oh, right. You artisanally drink your
yes.
away.
Yeah. You feel better doing it. So a couple of more trivia pieces before we jump into the next set. The Tiananmen Square protests happened in 89. Well. Weirdly enough, Seinfeld premiered in 89, which I thought was later, but I guess that makes sense. But yeah, and there we have it.
Nice.
Shall we play some music?
Yeah, so I think we're just going to do True Tracks next.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're starting to get into the music that really kind of... The previous primarily tracks we listened to have been influential and important and critically acclaimed, but when you look up... kind of how they performed, like none of them reached number one. I mean even the albums, and so I would say the second half is where we really get into the stuff that
the Billboard the Billboard hits,
but hopefully the ones that I think the ones that I think are worth it. No Debbie Gibson, unfortunately, but anyway, first we're going to hear from Queen Latifah and we'll follow that up with some De La Soul.
Get the rhyme, it is wicked. Those that don't know how to be pros get evicted. A woman could bear you, break you, take you. Now it's time to rhyme. Can you relate to a sister dope enough to make you holler and scream?
Hey, yo, let me take it from here, queen. Excuse me, but I think I'm about due to get into precisely what I am about to do. I'm conversating to the folks who have no whatsoever clue. So listen very carefully as I break it down for you. Merrily, 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 high for happy overjoyed. Please, with all the beats and rhymes my sisters have employed. Slick as you throwing down the sound, totally a yes. Let me state the position. Ladies first, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, there's gonna be some changes right there.
Being a woman is great to see. I know that all the fellas out there will agree with me. Not for being one, but for being with one. Cause when it's time for loving, it's the woman that gets them strong. Stepping, strutting, moving on, rhyming, cutting, and not forgetting. We are the ones to give birth to the new generation of prophets, cause it's late.
I break into a lyrical freestyle. Grab the mic, look at the crowd and see smiles. Cause they see a woman standing up on her own too. Sloppy slouching is something I won't do. Some think that we can't flow.
Can't flow.
Stereotypes, they got to go.
Got to go.
I'ma mess around and flip the scene into reverse.
With what?
With a little touch of ladies first. Divine in my mind expands throughout the universe. A female rapper with a message to send. The Queen Latifah is a perfect specimen.
My sister, can I get some?
Sure, Moni Love, grab the mic and get dumb.
Yo, praise me not for being simply what I am. Born in L-O-N-D-O and sound American. You dig exactly where I'm coming from. You want righteous rhyme and I'ma give you some. To enable you to age yourself and get paid. And the material that has no meaning I wish to play. Pay me every bit of your attention. Like mother, like daughter, I would also like to mention. I wish for you to bring me to the rhythm of which is now systematically given. Desperately stressing I'm the daughter of a sister who's the mother of a brother who's the brother of another plus one more. All four have a job to do. We doing it. Respect due to the mother who's the root of it. And next up is me, the M-O-N-I-E-L-O-V-E. And I'm first cause I'm a L-A-D-I-E.
Contact and in fact the style it gets harder. Cooling on the scene with my European partner. Laying down track after track, waiting for the climax. When I get there, that's when I text the next man or the next woman. It doesn't make a difference. Keep the competition coming. And I recite chapter in verse. The title of this recital is Ladies First.
Myself and I. out of what I am. Poems I speak are plugged too tight. Please, oh please, let Plug 2 be himself, not what you read, alright? Right is wrong when hype is written on the soul, they lie that. Style is surely our own thing, not the false disguise of showbiz. They lie solely from the soul, and this fact I can't deny. Strictly from the Dan called Stucky, and from me, myself, and I. Just me, myself, and I. They diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. Just keep all nuts with the nuts so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the fourth day of July. Cause they try to mess with third degree, that's me, myself, and I. Nah. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
That was Me, Myself, and I off of 3 Feet High and Rising from De La Soul, a classic hip-hop album. We were just talking about the fact that there's not a ton of De La Soul, certainly not full albums, and even tracks are hard to find because apparently they didn't clear all the sampling, which I'm half making up, but I'm fairly certain is true.
Sounds plausible.
Yeah. I researched all this stuff.
Your team of researchers.
My team of researchers was me with coffee in the morning. Beastie Boys, Paul's Boutique had over 100 samples. Apparently, most of them were cleared. It cost around $250,000. Wow. But this was before there was some legal battle between like Biz Markie and some old band or something.
Yeah.
And you were saying that, yeah, it seemed like in the mid-90s, stuff sort of died out. And
yeah,
I think that's when
I actually don't know if there was a legal change or just people picked up on like, oh, there's money to be made here.
No, well, it was a lawsuit that changed the structure of how it, so maybe it was, oh, if you have, like, how much you had to pay or something like that. So yeah, now it's basically, it's too expensive.
Yeah, unless you can twist the sample enough that no one can recognize it.
Anymore. Right. And I guess I'm not sure how, or if it's just like the samples are, you know, like the books use, or which are just like a door creaking is like the basis of.
That's the, yeah. Any good pop song needs a door creaking in the background.
Well, the books aren't necessarily like mainstream pop, I guess.
Fair
but,
enough.
Yeah. I'm curious how the Avalanche is in some of the more modern.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe you need a big legal team as an artist these days.
Hey, Midnight Twitter.
Yeah.
Tell us what's up.
Yeah.
So moving on next, we have like the two blockbusters. Mm-hmm. First up is going to be Janet Jackson, State of the World from Rhythm Nation, 1814. This was one of my favorite albums growing up. And I had no idea sort of the impact it had or how big it was. So just a couple cool facts from this. This was Janet Jackson's fourth album. The label really wanted her to come out with Control Number 2, and she was like, no, I'm going to make a concept album about social consciousness. And they were like, okay. It took 7 months. It's the only album ever to have 7 number one singles on the Hot 100 charts. Or no, I'm sorry, 5 number one singles. And it's also the only album to have number one singles across 3 different calendar years. Like, in all time.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. And she also is the first woman to be nominated for a producer Grammy for it. Mm-hmm. So that's like super impressive. And it just like she toured on this for years and made a gazillion dollars and got like a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
As you do. Yeah. It's good. It,
yeah.
Well done.
So we'll start with that. And then following will be Madonna's Express Yourself off of Like a Prayer, which was at the time, it was the most expensive music video of all time. And it still to this day is the third most expensive music video.
What happens in the video? I don't think I remember.
So it's a take off of Metropolis, the silent film, where but she is this sort of industrialist wearing like a three-piece suit and being all manly. So it's this whole like flip on gender norms, right. And then she has like a bunch of men trying to win her heart, and she finally picks a model. They're all models, but but yeah, I think it's around the time where she started working with like Gautier on the like cone bras and things like that. And just kind of,
I have
really
one of those. That's what I wear every Sunday morning.
You do. I can see it right now. It's weird.
It's great. It makes me feel like a man again. Go on.
Well, yeah. So another sort of groundbreaking album, groundbreaking single. And so we'll kind of, are we going to close out with those two? Are you going to?
Well, let's see if we have some time left. Let's go for it.
All right. Well, let's just listen to these ladies.
Let's do it.